USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Following the Uvalde school shooting by a sick 18-year-old child, mob mentality to do away with guns and our Second Amendment rights is being decided by who screams the loudest. New York Congresswoman Democrat AOC is putting the blame on men.
Check on the men in your life. It just feels like there's very few, like, role models and examples of people talking about this in healthy ways. There is such a thing as healthy masculinity that is not rooted in the subjugation of other people.
The National Basketball Association at last night's playoff game in California.
Also, change starts at the ballot box. We encourage you to text VOTER to 26797 to check your registration status.
Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The gross domestic product in America is another reflection of our economic inflation.
The latest GDP numbers show the economy shrank slightly since the beginning of the year as inflation remains high. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says Democrats' policies are responsible.
Anyone wanting to grill a bacon cheeseburger over Memorial Day weekend will find ground beef up 15% and bacon up 18% compared to only 1 year ago.
Democrats say inflation is high across many nations and is caused by many factors, including supply chain issues, the economic recovery from the pandemic, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In 1971, Memorial Day became a national holiday by an act of Congress. It's now recognized annually on the last Monday in May. Memorial Day's purpose is to honor military members who have died. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
There was so much hope that violence in New York City would end when former lawman Eric Adams became mayor of the Big Apple. As violence and crime continues to be a major problem, Mayor Eric Adams is being called out for failing the people. Former Rochester Police Chief LaRon Singletary uses the Fox News platform to convey his message.
I think the number one mission of government is to provide for the safety and protection of its people. And Eric Adams, I think, has his priorities kind of mixed up here. And I think what people really want is him to solve the issue of crime. People want to be safe. He just met with a bunch of CEOs in New York City. I mean, we're not talking small CEOs. We're talking about big CEOs who basically say enough is enough. We need your help. We need you to provide solutions to this problem. No matter what's going on in the rest of the world, and the rest of the nation, Eric Adams has to focus on New York City. When I was police chief, that was the number one role, that was the number one responsibility that I had, was to provide for the safety and protection of the citizens of Rochester, New York, and those that came to work, play, and visit. And New York City is the metropolis of New York State. We have to make sure that New York City is safe for residents and those that come to work and play and visit, or else businesses will leave.
Irma Garcia's family hurting from her death in the Texas school shooting that targeted her fourth grade classroom. Her husband of 24 years, Joe Garcia, dropped off flowers at his wife's memorial Thursday morning in Uvalde, returned home, and died. First reports are indicating a heart attack. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.